Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
Training Camp 2020 Locked and Loaded is presented by Mountain High Appliance. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Pump day.
That's right. All downhill from here. Cruise right into the weekend. Morning, everybody. Morning, Mark Schlereth. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Really looking forward to this show.
Are you?
Because yesterday, we gave you your victory lap. Yesterday was an I told you so Tuesday.
Well, I don't know that I actually took a victory lap. I just stated the obvious, the truth. And, if some people got hurt feelings over it or whatever the case may be, you know, that's their issue, not mine. I mean, I was gracious in winning.
Oh, sure you were.
Gracious, very gracious.
You who admit that you're a bad winner.
I am a bad winner.
Well, we're gonna give the listeners a chance for a little bit of revenge.
Sweet.
It's a Revenge Wednesday.
Revenge.
Well, it's actually a Tell Me Why I'm Wrong edition of the program. I haven't done this in a few weeks. Always very popular. People love trying to rise to the challenge of getting you to admit to them that they're not wrong.
Right. That they're actually correct.
So the idea here is very simple. Via the RamosLaw.com text line, 303-713-1043, come up with a, hot take. Be about anything. So much going on now. We've got a crazy glut of sports now after nothing for months. Make a statement. It can't be, Garrett Bowles has a lot to prove this year, Mark. Tell me I'm wrong.
Tackled by Bowles.
Can't do that.
Yeah, it cannot be. It can't be just the stating the obvious. There's got to be a take to it.
Yeah.
You know?
It can't be, hey, Mark, Paxton Lynch is no good. Tell me why I'm wrong. New record? New record?
You are good.
Is this a new record?
That's in the first 3 minutes.
Under 3 minutes. We actually started like a couple of ticks after 6-2. So I think this was like
maybe under 2 minutes?
Maybe under 2 minutes.
Man.
So, funny. You folks right now are hearing it. Throughout the show, we're going to be getting bombarded with texts. Have you extended the streak yet? Have you extended the streak? Don't forget about the streak. And I'm just going to be like, done.
Scott, could you put out a little news flash?
That's right. Send out a press release, will you?
Send out a presser that we smeared Paxton in the first 2 minutes. It's never been done before. Can you put that out on, Twitter and
there you go.
Every other place that people get their news?
Right.
Thank you, Scott.
On it. Good. Excellent.
Twitter.
So that's that Paxton Lynch smear campaign day 2033.
Wow.
2033. The streak marches on. So anyway, have at it. And see if you can hear those magical words that usually only get uttered maybe once or twice a show, where Mark says, you know what? That is pure whole milk. That's cream.
Yeah.
You are not wrong.
Yes. I don't feel good about your chances today because I'm still in that I told you so victory mode. You know, Elway went on his victory lap for a couple weeks after the draft, right?
He did.
How many weeks did he get to victory lap?
Several.
Several weeks. So how many days do I get to victory lap this Juwan James thing? And the fact that you totally neglected a position of weakness as an organization.
Well,
how many days do I get?
You get several days. You get several days.
All right.
You get several days.
I'm glad. I just want to know what the rules are.
Speaking of Juwan James, there was Vic Fangio yesterday. Vic Fangio yesterday talking about whether or not he regrets the comments that he made last year about Juwan not being mentally ready.
No, I don't think it factored into it at all. You know, Juwan and I had several conversations in the off season. They all were very good and productive. I don't think it had any bearing on it whatsoever. He was training to have a good season. all through the off season. I thought he had a good off season. We spoke many times. And, you know, down towards the end here, when he had to make a decision, you know, he just chose to opt out, which is his choice, and we're fine with it.
So,
they're young men, and they have urges.
So Vic says everything's good between him and Juwan. You believe that?
Yeah, that's why he put that in that statement, right? The false narrative statement that he made. Listen, here's one thing I don't understand about people in general, but especially males, okay? Admitting that you're wrong is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. And the fact that you can't do it, this is not about whether. The question wasn't, do you think that not apologizing to James or saying what you said about James last year put him in this I'm going to opt out protocol? That wasn't the question. Right, you spun that question and you answered it. I don't think it had anything to do with him opting out. The question was, did you regret what you said? And ultimately, you should say, yeah, I regret the fact that it came out the way it came out and that anybody could perceive it that I was calling him not tough enough. Because that's exactly what you did. And that's, as you know, as we've discussed, that is not acceptable in a locker room environment. So what's wrong with being man enough to say, you know what, in hindsight, that came out wrong. And the perception was I was questioning his toughness. And I'm sorry that that happened because that's not acceptable. Why can we not be honest about it? Why can we not say that?
Maybe he just doesn't think it was that wrong.
Well, then again, I would say
maybe in his mind he looks at it and says, "Look, he's been cleared, but you know, mentally he just doesn't trust, you know, that his his knee, his body's going to hold up, and you know, we got to get him to the point where he feels mentally ready to go." Maybe in his mind, it wasn't. You shouldn't read into it that I think you're soft, even though we all did.
Right. And even though obviously James did. Yeah, we've had productive conversations over, have you? Again, in your mind, hey, listen, when last year, when I got on TV and ripped Elway about just about the organization and the direction of the organization, right? He was upset. And he thought I personally attacked him. That was never my intention. Okay? It wasn't my intention. And, you know, hindsight being 20/20, looking back on it, I can understand where you thought I personally came after you. That wasn't what I was trying to do. It's the way it came out. And what did I do, Mike? Came out and apologized for that. I didn't say, hey, man, I'm sorry that, you know, what I said was incorrect. It wasn't incorrect. I'm sorry for the delivery of what I said. I'm man enough to do that. I'm man enough to understand that if I hurt your feelings, that if it sounded personal, which it wasn't supposed to be, but you know, I'm a human too. I have emotions too. And I have things that trigger me as well. Right? That's fair. But at least, you know, I can understand the other side. The fact that Juwan James mentioned in his opt-out note to the general public the false narrative of him not being tough.
Where'd that come from? Where else did it come from but besides Vic?
You're the only one that stood in front of an audience and said he wasn't tough.
Right. So, and that answers that.
Yeah, and you can sit there and you can manipulate it, massage it any way you want. Well, I didn't mean it. Well, then come on. You know what? Then you got an opportunity right there yesterday when D-Mac asked the question. D-Mac asked that question. You got an opportunity to come out and say, you know what? That wasn't the intent, and it came off wrong. Because your explanation of that, Mike, to me is just fine. Hey, mentally, he hasn't gotten ready to trust that injury. And I understand that. So he needs some time. He needs to work through it in practice. He needs to figure that out. That's acceptable, but not, he's not emotionally ready to play. Those are two entirely different statements.
On the text line, Mark, I've been listening forever, and I've never known you not to be on a victory lap. Good point. Good read.
Well, I haven't been wrong. So,
oh, geez.
I mean, hello?
All right. Tell me why I'm wrong. They're pouring in. Let's challenge Mark. Let's knock him off that high horse of his. What do you say? We'll do that next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
All right, let's knock down Mark a peg or two. What do you say here? Tell me why I'm wrong. Where you get a chance to come up with your hot take that when it's all said and done, Mark's like, you know what? I can't disagree with that.
Sorry, Hans. Wrong guess.
Yeah, I don't know that that's going to happen today.
All right, let's roll through some of these. Here we go. This is from Ben, not our Ben.
Are we sure?
Now, this isn't a soulless ghoul type text.
Okay.
If Michael Porter Jr. lives up to his potential, he could very well be the superstar the Nuggets need to go along with the Joker. Mark, tell me why I'm wrong.
Well, because Michael Porter Jr. is not concerned about the entirety of the game. He's not concerned about one half of the court. And if you're going to play for Michael Malone, you damn well better be concerned about the other side of the court. So, maybe Michael Porter Jr. becomes an all-star, but it won't be here.
Oh, whoa, whoa,
it'll
whoa,
be somewhere
whoa,
else.
Whoa, 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 whoa. So many things to argue with you about that.
But that's fine. You can argue with me, but when is he going to become a superstar here? If he's not,
I don't know, 2 years, 3 years, four. I mean, the guy is currently, as we speak, he is 22 years old.
Okay.
He's played like, over the last 3 years, he's hardly played that much basketball.
Right.
And he just went out the other day in an NBA game and dropped 37.
Well, let's pipe.
He just turned 22.
Okay. One, an NBA game.
This wasn't the scrimmage that got everybody, you know, panting about Bol Bol. This was an NBA game.
Okay. In the bubble.
It's an Oklahoma City team that everybody knows competes hard.
For seeding. All right, listen. When he plays significant minutes on both sides of the court in a NBA playoff game and produces and does that on a consistent basis, then come get me about superstardom. Okay? Who hasn't reached superstardom yet in this league, the way this league is constructed? Jokic.
That's true.
I know all the Nugget basement fanboys are like, you know, wash your mouth out with soap. What do you mean he hasn't? He's not. He's a great player. But before we start anointing superstardom, I would like to see him do exactly what Michael Malone wants him to do, which is to actually understand defensive rotations, to actually put effort in on the defensive side of the ball. So no, he's not close to being the superstar they need. He's not close yet. We'll see, but no, you're not.
All right.
You're way off on
you're
that.
You're way off.
That's
okay.
Skimmy.
Shane, I think it's weird that Pete Rose got a lifetime ban from baseball, but the Houston Astros cheating was almost embraced by the league. What a sham baseball is. They don't deserve fans. Mark, tell me why I'm wrong.
Ooh. All right.
I mean, the fact that that's a good one.
Yes, that is. That's very tricky.
You've got,
it's very tricky.
Joe Kelly got suspended the 162 game season equivalent of about 20 games.
Right.
Or throwing at a couple Astros. These guys
got
arguably
immunity.
Cheated their way to a World Series,
right,
and basically got a slap on the wrist.
They got immunity. for working with the working with baseball in general. But, you know, you have to look at it like, okay, you got me on a hook. How am I going to wiggle off?
This is a tough one, Shane. You might have come through big early
so
on.
So when you have these scenarios, you use these scenarios that you presented.
See, all right. You're filibustering
now.
Let's go.
I'm getting to the point. I'm getting to the point. The point is that Pete Rose gambled on baseball. And everybody knows the rule on gambling on baseball. They weren't gambling on baseball. They cheated. And other teams were cheating as well. So this was one of those situations where, listen, now I don't agree with not suspending some players. But what they were trying to do is get to the bottom of the cheating scandal, how far it went, and how many teams were involved in cheating to say, we'll give you immunity if you give us the goods on what teams are doing so that we can preemptively put a stop to it. It's very much like Spygate.
I don't recall that being part of the resolution for Houston, that they had to go tattletaling on other teams, other organizations.
No, they had to say what they were doing, explain what was going on.
Okay.
So that baseball...
So they had to tell the truth.
Right. That baseball could dig deeper into what other teams are doing. This to me is a lot like Spygate. There were a ton of teams spying on other teams.
Right.
And there's one team that continued to cheat to kind of the next degree. That team got that team got fines. And they got draft choices taken away, just like the Houston Astros did. But you know what they didn't get? Players being suspended.
So you think...
In Spygate.
You think what the Astros were doing to a large extent, that the Red Sox were doing to a lesser extent, you think that was it? Or do you think it was far more widespread? People were using video to cheat.
I think other teams were... understood what was going on and were in the process, if not already doing some things, in the process of trying to get
it upper. So it's your belief they did not come down, you know, death penalty style on the Astros because they were afraid if they did that, then the Astros would reveal just how widespread and it would really make baseball look bad.
I think it goes a lot deeper than just the Astros.
Do I get to rule on this? Because they brought up a great point about Pete Rose. Enough's enough. Come on. We have seen so much cheating in sports.
Right.
That, you know, the things that other sports are facing now, the more we see of it, does that make Pete Rose's crime so unforgivable that he can't get in the Hall of Fame? We're putting steroid abusers into the Hall of Fame, or we will be putting steroid abusers eventually into the Hall of Fame. They will eventually go in.
Which they should.
Bonds will go in. Clemens will eventually go
in. Which they should.
Okay, where we're kind of slapping the wrist a bit on, cheating in a way that...
Okay, here's the point. This is why...
At some point, do we just need to say, come on, hey, you know what Pete Rose did, but... It wasn't good, but is it enough to keep him out of the Hall of Fame?
Right. This is why I win. And that's that's a whole milk text, but Pete Rose has been given ample opportunities to throw himself on the mercy of baseball and say, hey, listen, man, what I did was egregious. And Pete Rose will never let his ego let him jump through the hoops that they want him to jump through. That's why Pete Rose, baseball has been willing to basically forgive Pete Rose. But Pete Rose won't do what they ask him to do, to a degree.
So the guy's wrong?
He's wrong.
He came close, though.
He came real close. You know when I start to filibuster.
Yeah, you're filibustering.
I'm working.
That was a lot of humming.
I know. I was working a lot of angles there.
All right, good, strong stuff right off the bat. All right, Morning Brew coming up next. Why is Von Miller so motivated to have a monster season? Plus, our observations from another Rockies win. They just keep rolling along. That's next.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's time for your morning brew.
Things are going to get weird.
You're going to keep lightning, and you're going to crack thunder.
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stuff.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet shit.
Let's get it on.
Hold on. This ball's lined to deep left, and it does get out. A line shot that stuck just to the right of the 347 elevated fence. 4-2 Colorado, back-to-back ball games with a homer for Nolan. Dick shot.
That will never get old.
Never. Never.
I'm sure. It may get old for Drew, but it's never going to get old for us.
No. No.
Yeah, at some point, I'd be like, okay, guys, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, sorry, Drew. Sorry,
that'll
man.
Never be old.
That's part of lore now. That is part of lore. Look at, it's like that, you know when you watch Happy Gilmore?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, uh-oh, Happy's learned how to putt, right? Yeah. Uh-oh, looks like Nolan's heating up.
Mm-hmm. Back-to-back games with a homer. That one was a 18-degree launch angle, Mike. I was watching at the time.
You were able to calculate the launch angle from watching on TV?
I calculated the launch angle.
What was the exit velocity?
Exit velocity was fast.
Yeah. It screamed out of there.
Yeah. That was a seed.
How about Herman Marquez?
Ooh.
7 1/3, 6 innings, 2 runs, 1 walk, 9 Ks. He's got an ERA of 1.89. Now, I assume they're going to be handing out awards even with a short season. Marquez is right now a serious top 3 National League Cy Young candidate.
Yeah, Herman he's been unbelievable. His numbers are great. Like you said, 189, six hits. 9 strikeouts yesterday.
And I'm watching him pitch in the 8th inning yesterday. And this whole narrative that balls don't break at altitude. Man, he was snapping off sliders, curveballs that had... He got that kid, that guy, who is it? Duggar. The strikeout in the top of the 8th.
Uh-huh.
Guy missed it by like 2 feet. Wasn't even close.
Duggar.
It's a good baseball name.
It is a good baseball name.
Duggar! Rockies?
He's out there in left field. Let's go.
Hey, Duggar, don't give me any of this Olay bull.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Duggar, get your mitt in the dirt and get down on it.
Duggar, nice catch. Don't ever bleep and do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lou Brown would love Duggar. Next on The Morning Brew.
If these allegations are true, the repercussions will be unbelievable.
Well, it's
got to
be very, very significant, and it's got to come all the way from the top. And, you know, whether that's the NCAA or whether that's the conference, somebody's going to have to come down on it and just end the season. There will be repercussions to this, and this cannot go on.
Yes, whenever Tyler Palumbis speaks, we play the theme music. A little levity on what is potentially a very disturbing story. Multiple Colorado State football players and staff members have claimed that there is a COVID-19 testing cover-up going on within the football program. The university heavily disputes that, but players and staff claim coaches told players not to report symptoms, threatened them with the loss of playing time, and said the school is altering contact tracing reports in order to keep positive testing numbers down.
Oh.
Listen, our dude guy is not that does not reflect on Steve Adazio very well.
Ultimate dudes.
Yeah, let's go. Come on.
What did they say in the NFL? You got to have an IRD plan or IDR plan, or this is their plan.
Is that their plan?
Their plan. Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here.
Put on a sweater, you know? Eat some Tussin. You'll be fine. They're probably handing out scoops of Vicks. That's their plan.
All right, wait.
If that is serious, like, I'm with Tyler. You got to cancel the program. You got to fire the people involved from the top down. Because that, something like that doesn't go, something like that is not like the one rogue coach. That's, isn't that
that's
systemic?
Institutional?
Yeah.
Well, this is certainly going to get a lot of attention, and apparently an unnamed staff member was one of 10 total players and staff members interviewed. I mean, is this, but how much of this is the accusations? How much of this is what we've been talking about throughout this entire ramp up of sports, that leagues tend to get that initial almost like slap in the face wake up call that, okay, whatever you're doing isn't enough and you got to adapt and adjust.
Right.
How much of this is, okay, CSU came out, did a certain way, and, you know, it was like people were like, whoa, 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 this isn't enough, and now, you know, it's up to them to adjust, but give them the chance to adapt and adjust before you start levying cover-up charges.
Well, but if they're telling you, hey, you know, you feel sick, we understand, just put a sweater on, you'll be okay. I mean, you can't do that either, right? You have to have protocols in place to say, if you feel sick, let's quarantine, let's contact trace, let's see who you've been, you know, involved with, and let's, you know, get the testing, the proper testing done, and see exactly where we line up on this, to see exactly, you know, how many of you actually have, you know, tested positive, as opposed to just, hey, don't tell anybody, you know, don't, nothing to see here. That can't be it.
One current player was quoted saying, I believe there is a cover-up going on at CSU, but they could only cover it up so long, and now that we have so many cases across athletics, they can't cover it up anymore. It's not just about the health and safety of the players, but just about trying to make money off the players. Programs like CSU, you know, they are, you know, the power conferences can at least just put together a conference schedule, and if they're able to play a full conference schedule, you know, they're still going to make money, or they won't lose as much money. You know, conferences like the Mountain West, you know, can you live off just, hey, all right, Mountain West, we're playing our conference schedule, come see us.
Right.
You know, or do they need to be able to play some of those, you know, the CSU needs the CU game, things like that. And is there pressure being applied because of all the money that could be lost?
Well, right, of course there's pressure. Of course there's pressure. I saw, you know, Jay Billis.
Two dudes.
Jay Billis is always on college football. And, you know, people will say, hey, you're making college sports a minor league. And this was Jay's take, is it's not a minor league. It's a major league sport.
Yeah, it is.
The coaches make eight figures. It's a billion-dollar industry. It's not minor leagues. This is the minor leagues. These guys get treated better than minor league players. Minor league players don't make the leagues don't make billions of dollars. The coaches don't make seven figures or eight figures. Because this is major league. These are major league sports.
All right, serious accusations against CSU. We will continue to follow this story. Next on the Morning Brew.
I think Mark Kisler creates all the chips for me. I think he kind of. No, I'm just joking, kind of. You know, I just think, you know, last year I didn't play to you know, Sauce Money Dunn standards. I didn't play to the Sack Master standards.
There's Von Miller. I don't know. I didn't even hear what Vaughn had to say. All I heard was the fake media laugh. I think D-Mac injected himself into that. Can I hear the fake media laugh? And I think I heard D-Mac's.
I think he's kind of.
Vaughn, you are a hoot. A hoot, I tell you.
Vaughn.
Can I have your shoes?
Vaughn, you.
Mark Kisler creates all the chips for me. I think he's kind of.
How did Kawhi end up on a Bronco conference call?
I don't know. Kawhi has always been a big
fan. Too bad this was going on during the Stokely and Zach show. Otherwise, Zach could have been there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, the fake media laugh.
Oh, my.
I've been guilty of it in the past before.
Oh, yeah.
When I was younger.
We got a good laugh.
Was Lisa in on the call? Was Mrs.? Okay. Next on the Morning Brew.
No, I don't think it factored into it at all. You know, Juwan and I had several conversations in the off season. They all were very good and productive. I don't think it had any bearing on it whatsoever.
All right. Then tell me where else there was a, quote, false narrative painted about Juwan James that bothered him so much that he included it in his statement when he announced that he was opting out. Where else did... I must have missed it.
Yeah. I mean, that's just... It's false. You don't know me well, and a false narrative was painted of me last year due to comments made about my injury. There's only one person that was commenting on that injury, and that was Vic. And you wouldn't have included that in your statement had that not been a factor in you deciding to opt out. It's your choice to opt out. You can do whatever you want. But again, I mean, there's no getting around that. And as I, like, the thing that bothered me with Vic is, like, and I don't have any problem saying this. Dude, there's nothing wrong with saying, you know, in hindsight, I probably should have phrased that differently. You know, I didn't do a very good job of that. There's, like, that to me endears you to players. Like, all right. You know, we all say things that come out the wrong way at times. But there's no other way to look at what he said. Hey, your own player, based upon this press release, is letting you know that you called him soft and it didn't sit well with him. And it invited, by the way, it invited a whole slew of Broncos country to treat him as though he tapped out, he could have played, it wasn't real. I mean, the vitriol from Broncos country to this guy is palpable.
Yeah, and media and fans alike, who did we take our cue from?
The head coach.
Right.
Very easy to say, hey, listen, in hindsight, man, I should have phrased that differently. I didn't mean for it to come out the way it came out. And for that, I apologize. Can we not do that? Is that do we have a business where we can't be, you know, we can't have those conversations? Anyhow, that's just where I stand on that.
All right.
Should have never come out in the first place. But if it does come out, then you got to at least do your best to say, you know, what should have been said there was mentally, he still doesn't trust that knee. He needs a couple of weeks of practice to get his feet underneath him and to feel really good about playing and playing well.
We're having a little fun today after Mark took his victory lap yesterday, his I Told You So Tuesday show, in which he reveled in the, I wouldn't say reveled, but no. With the Juwan James opting out announcement, it just gave Mark yet another opportunity to sit back and say, I told you they should have drafted an offensive lineman, told you that their strategy was flawed. And so what we're doing today is giving you the opportunity to respond and to get Mark to tell you why you're not wrong. In the meantime, so hit us up on the RamosLaw.com text line, 303-713-1043. I've just been handed a press release.
Mm-hmm.
For media release to all media outlets around Denver. It's headline Greenwood Village. August 5th, 2020. The Paxton Lynch smear campaign was elevated to new heights when Mark Schlereth and Mike Evans of 104.3 The Fan kept the streak alive and broke a new show record. At 1 minute and 16 seconds into the program, Evans said, hey, Mark, Paxton Lynch is no good. The show's producer, Scott Duff, quote, while this is certainly not the A game that is brought to the Paxton Lynch smear campaign on a regular basis, it does count and the streak shall continue, Duff added. I'm damn proud of the guys. They should be damn proud, too. I feel like I said damn too much. Paxton the Pirate in this press release. Paxton the Pirate addressed the new record, quote, "Arg."
Wait, do we have Paxton the Pirate?
Arg, that being, oh, yeah.
Do we have the actual quote? Do we have that on tape? I think we, do we have that on tape?
Yeah,
here
we
go. Can you find that for us, guys?
Yes. Okay, yeah. Arr, that be impressive. Okay, and that was the quote that was used in the press release. The Schlereton Evans Paxton Lynch Smear Campaign now sits at 2023 days/shows. Both Schlereton and Evans are currently not conducting interviews.
Mm.
Mark and Mike are extremely focused on keeping this campaign moving forward. So there you go.
Yeah.
Sent out to all media outlets around Denver.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be all over the news.
Mm-hmm.
Phone's going to be ringing off the hook.
ESPN will pick it up.
Yeah.
Here we go. Mark, the Rockies' Daniel Murphy signing looks a lot better than it did a year ago. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Well, okay.
So before you answer, Daniel Murphy, part of the Breidich bounce back theory, is currently hitting .345, on-base percentage of .406. With one home run and four RBIs. Playing a good first base.
Let me just say. That
wearing a man bun.
Yeah. Yeah, the man bun would eliminate him from looking good. No man buns. But first off, one of the keys to this game is it's got to be controversial. He was so bad last year that of any production would be an improvement. Am I wrong on that?
Well, last year he did hit a very quiet .279 with 13 home runs and 78 RBI.
He came back.
And a .328 OBP.
Yeah, he came back. He's in better shape. Oh, by the way, guys, before we award the Rockies the NL West title, and before we put Daniel Murphy as an all-star first baseman, let's understand that the Rockies have won what? What are they, 7-2 right now?
That would be 8-2, Mark.
8-2 right now? Okay, we've played 10 games, guys.
They've played a sixth of their season already. They only have 50 games left.
It's still only 10 games. But it counts. It counts in the standings, but that doesn't count in the games. You don't extrapolate that.
They play 500 ball the rest of the way. They're going to be in the playoffs, you know.
Isn't that amazing?
Right?
Yeah. And there's no reason they shouldn't play 500 ball. They're loaded. They're good.
Whoa. Mark, as of this moment, the Rockies are the best team in the National League. Excuse me. Second best team. The Cubs are mere percentage points ahead of them. That's it. The Breidich bounce back theory.
How many games against?
So far, the BBBT is looking solid.
Let me ask you this. How many games do they have against the Giants?
They've got two more left in the series. They play, I think you play each division opponent, what, 10 times?
So, I'm just talking about this series. So,
yeah, two more left.
They're 2-0 in the first two games. If they win tonight, they win another series.
Another series, yeah.
If that happens, Mike, isn't that when we said we have to start crafting the Breidich bounce back apology letter?
Yep. Oh! Nope. Benny, nope. Turn that down. Nope.
That if they
used it all off season to mock Breidich right now, need to admit, the man is looking smart.
Sorry.
I mean, we're not going full sorry yet, but let's just say. All right.
Okay, here's the deal. You know how we always make bets on this show? Like tattoo bets and things like that?
Mm-hmm.
This is the bet I'm thinking. This is not solid yet. It's still percolating in my brain, Mike. Okay? It's in my brain percolating. But if the Rockies win the NL West, I'm going to let Dr. Breidich replace my left knee.
I don't know.
What do you think?
Can he really do any worse?
I mean, I'm just going to tell. I'll have the knee replacement on my left knee.
By Dr. Breidich?
By Dr. Breidich.
Okay.
That's not solid. It's still, like I said, I'm still percolating that one.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, real quick, back to that CSU claim, that story about players being pressured, cover up. In the interest of balanced reporting here, a number of players also came out and said, this is bogus. There's nothing to this. One player said, when I was sick, I was urged to call the trainer right away. And we have a team meeting every morning stressing the importance of doing the right thing. So I'm calling BS.
Ooh.
So another player, none of this is true. None of y'all listen to this man, farthest from the truth. So there'll be an investigation into this. And so we'll find out. But there's no doubt that the headline is very, I love this word. Learn this word early in the biz.
Really?
I love this word. There is no doubt that this story, this headline, is very salacious.
Salacious.
Great word.
It is a great word.
It's a great word. Salacious.
I it's one of those words I avoid, though. Salacious.
Learn. Why?
It's because I feel like I say it wrong sometimes.
You said it twice correctly. Salacious.
I understand that, but when I get away from you, you know, where I know...
you got to be on top of your game.
You're like my whoopee. You're like my word whoopee. So I'm around you. I feel comfortable. I'll just like, oh, that's salacious.
Right. I think I learned that word from Cluffy. Cluffy loves using those kind of
words. Bow chicka bow wow.
Yeah, well, Cluffy is, you know...
That's a guy.
He memorized the dictionary.
That's true.
What are you doing? Some light reading? Yeah, just encyclopedia. You know? Just memorizing the encyclopedia.
You're going on vacation. Did you bring a good book with you? Yes. Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yes.
Volume 1. The A's.
Right.
Boy, Cluffy.
Cluffy just sells himself. He sits on the couch and regurgitates the encyclopedia. If he was an encyclopedia salesman, the books are too heavy. Got them memorized. Let me sit on your couch.
What do you need to know?
What do you need to know? It's like your own personal Google.
That's right.
He was Alexa before Alexa.
Exactly.
Right? He would just sit on your... He'd clear off a coffee table. He'd just prop himself up there. Hey, Cluffy. That's all he had to say. Hey, Cluffy. Tell me about...
Tell me about...
What is a fajord?
Oh, did we just get a little snidely? Oh, I love Cluffy. All right. Even John got a little chuckle out of that one.
Yeah.
And nothing Mark says makes Mark laugh makes John laugh normally.
No.
Okay, totally different reaction. All right, we roll on. Find out if you can why Mark is wrong. See if you can get him to admit why you're not wrong. Do that on the RamosLaw.com text line 303-713-1043. And why the Last Dance chronicling Michael Jordan may have a huge impact on this Broncos season. That's next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.